1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media
ABC
app.
News, I'm Mike Dubusky. A Canadian aircraft detecting underwater noises in the search for the Titan submersible missing since Sunday. ABC's Gio Benitez.
It was last heard from an hour and 45 minutes into its dive, but OceanGate not sounding the alarm for another several hours. All five people inside the sub now identified. British explorer and billionaire Hamish Harding, businessman Shahzada Dawood, and his 19-year-old son Suleiman, world-renowned Titanic researcher and diver P.H. Narjuleh, and the CEO of OceanGate, Stockton Rush.
Continued criticism from Republicans over the plea deal worked out for Hunter Biden, son of President Joe Biden. Under the agreement, he's admitting to failing to pay taxes. The operators of the Texas power grid are pleading with home and business owners to curtail their use of electricity to prevent a massive meltdown. This is ABC News. Tragedy in Ohio, a 31-year-old pregnant woman fatally shot by her own 2-year-old son. Police say the little boy found a loaded gun on a nightstand. President Biden today welcomes the leader of the world's largest democracy.
President Biden wraps up his West Coast swing and travels back to the White House today, where he'll welcome Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the start of an official state visit. The president and first lady will greet Modi on the South Lawn of the White House before the president and prime minister sit down for a private dinner. This is ahead of a full day of events Thursday at the White House, including a state dinner in Modi's honor. National Security spokesman John Kirby told reporters Tuesday the visit is about strengthening the U.S.-India a partnership for a bright future and sending a message to the people of India that the Biden administration puts a premium on this bilateral relationship. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
A new lawsuit over Ozempic, the maker of the diabetes drug, now popular for helping control weight, is suing spas and clinics over the use of off-brand versions. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. There's more news regarding last week's fatal accident at Lambeau Field. According to WBAY News, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration will investigate the incident that took the life of a carpenter last week. The man has been identified as 27-year-old Joshua Shaw from Clintonville. Shaw passed away Saturday after being critically injured last Thursday. WBAY reports that Shaw donated his vital organs Tuesday morning. The OSHA investigation could take up to 6 months. A fire at a Howard storage facility caused $1 million in damage. Firefighters from 7 different departments in Brown County responded to a call around 7:45 a.m. yesterday to 1751 Belt Avenue. One man suffered minor injuries and was taken to the hospital. Several vehicles, including a boat, were destroyed. The cause of the fire is being investigated. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Walks has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to 3 different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks, 855-954-1186. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at SoundItOutTogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I want to thank Dr. George Hinton, the CEO of the Social Development Commission, for his time this morning. I also want to welcome at the same time Mr. Matthew Johnson, a guy from... Man, a time when we both had black hair.
Right.
Man, we used to have black hair, huh?
We did. We actually had that thing called a pick.
Yeah.
We used to pick it out.
Mr. Matthew Johnson is an entrepreneur of many different businesses in our community, but he's here today to talk about Milwaukee's 5K men's walk and run. Good morning to you, brother. How you been doing?
Good morning. I appreciate it. Just blessed, man. Just blessed.
Yeah, let's pull the microphone a little more up to your mouth. And let's talk about this 5K walk and run that has been around now. You said this is the sixth year.
This is the sixth annual. However, we started in 2014. And obviously there's this pandemic thing happened, took us out, but we're back. And so during that time, we've just been planning and strategizing on how we were going to return. There is a desperate need when it comes to health and wellness, when it comes to men in general, and then men of color and men who are disadvantaged. I mean, all those different things. So I just say men, because we all possess one of those three. So we're going to have a men's walk, and it's the only men's walk in the state, to my knowledge, that's going to feature and really put the men out first and out front. The other thing is that women can run and walk in this as well. And the women are there from the standpoint of supporting their man, supporting the men in their family, whether it's their husband, their significant other, their son, their uncle, whoever is playing a vital role in their life, they want to come out and enhance and support those men, because we all have some issues.
You know, man, there was a caller who called during the first hour of the show who talked about the lack of men in families.
Yes.
One of the things that wasn't mentioned is how many men have died.
Right.
Prostate cancer and other cancers that unfortunately impact and affect men of color to a large degree, more than anybody else. And that number is just staggering.
There's a, excuse me, there's a lot of factors in that as well. I mean, not so much just the idea that it's hereditary, but then you also have environment, and then you have lack of, and you have a whole bunch of things that add to someone not getting proper health care or getting proper checkups and that kind of thing. So the life expectancy is a lot less. I think it's like 2 or 3, 4 years behind a typical white male. And white men have, that life expectancy has decreased.
Yes.
So overall it decreased. So there's some issues going on. And one of the things I like to do is to say, because I am an entrepreneur and I do see value, I also look for opportunities to fill gaps. And that's what you guys were talking earlier regarding filling the gaps. My specific gap is that I want to close is the health gap. And those are the disadvantages, the social determinants of health that plague our community overall, as well as being able to educate and inform men on some of the things that they can do with the support of their wife and their family.
You know, man, it's still amazing to me that I know men in my age demographic, in your age demographic, who still have not been tested for prostate cancer.
Yes, yes.
70 years old,
yeah,
right? Mid to late 60s. And I know them that have died in their 50s from that, because they've never been tested. And so you think, and I was talking with a friend the other day, and he's my age, and he said, man, I think I might go and have my prostate checked. I said, brother, you're 69. You haven't had it done. I can't believe you. I would expect somebody, but I thought you would, you know.
A lot of that is education, and a lot of it is more or less, if you're 69, 70, that means you grew up in the 50s.
Right.
You were in the 50s. And during the 50s, obviously, there's a whole lot going on in the 50s.
Right.
Especially when you talk about the health environment. You guys mentioned earlier about the businesses that were in the community when there were black-owned businesses. Well, guess what? I grew up with a doctor who came to visit us.
Well, so did I.
We went to Dr. Terry, and Dr. Terry came to us. Dr. Terry is on 27th and Center Street, right? And they did house visits for all the kids, especially all the, you know, the young kids. So that was right in our community. Our lawyer was in the same block.
So that I had 12 siblings and the same doctor delivered all of us.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the way it used to be.
That's that community.
But more than anything else, man, we're going to talk about the walk. But I just wanted to, before we got to the walk, to get people to understand the health disparities that still exist in... And why it makes no sense to not want your population to be healthy unless you had a for-profit healthcare system.
There's a lot of that going around. there's a story just came out yesterday about the hospital organization out, who are the profit hospitals, who are encouraging family members to move their loved ones to a hospice just so they keep their numbers down.
Yeah, it is. Appalling.
Yeah, it is.
That exists in a nation that claims to be what we are. And the fact that the people are ignorant to it, they don't know, they don't believe that these kind of things happen in our country. And that's why those of us who are aware that these kind of things go on need to educate people to it.
And that's why we're doing the walk. It's not about just a walk. It's about educating a specific target audience that have high numbers in every category to educate them and inform them on simple things. And we start out with the whole idea of a water challenge. You know, people out there, some people don't like to drink water.
I'm like,
how do you not drink water? I mean, you rather drink a soda or something that's, you know, but everything obviously in moderation. But water, your brain is 70-80% water. Your body is 80-90%. I mean, everything is water. So that can alleviate a lot of problems. And even myself, I mean, I get off track of drinking water, but then you got to get on track. So this walk is more than just, doing a walk. However, there's some historical significance behind this walk, as well as some economic issues behind this walk, some cultural issues around this walk. This walk covers a whole lot of different things, especially being here in Milwaukee with the type of population we have. And the county, we're representing the county from the standpoint of, along with David Crawley's goal of being one of the healthiest counties in the state.
So it's 1 to 5 miles. You have an option of doing 1 or 5 miles?
Well, it's okay. So a 5K is about 3.1 miles. So you could either run it. Your option is running it or walking it.
Okay.
But the goal is to finish it. So you can do a 10, 12 minute. You can do a 40 minute run if you want to. That's like creeping. But you can also do just a nice space walk, a little pace in walking, and you should be able to knock it in. So we're encouraging people to just get out and dust off the shoes and walk.
So where is it going to take place?
Well, the beauty is that the first 5 years we were on the Riverwalk. There's a lot of people never walked.
The Riverwalk is
beautiful.
It is absolutely gorgeous.
It's beautiful.
Gorgeous,
and so we teamed up with the mayor at the time, Tom Barrett, and his staff, and then we teamed up with a number of other great partners, and we did the Riverwalk. So now COVID happened, and now we're back, and David Crawley wanted us to bring it back. And so we decided to go to Fiserv Forum and make it more of a bigger county event versus just a city event. So we actually are growing. We went from the city, now we're in the county. But the goal here is now to make it a statewide event where we can attract men from all around the state to come and walk and run into this.
So where is it going to begin and end?
It's going to start at Fiserv Forum, the Deer District, and we're going to leave out Fiserv Forum onto MLK Drive up to Bronzeville, which is a whole nother story when it comes to growing the economic factor. But the Medical College of Wisconsin and Freighted is one of my main partners. They will have an office in Bronzeville. The Wisconsin Blood Center, the whole idea behind the blood, people go and donate blood. Versity Blood Center of Wisconsin, they are one of our partners. They, too, will have an office there on King Drive. So what we did is we're connecting the new Fiserv Forum Deer District with the Bronzeville, growing Bronzeville district.
So listen, we've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open as always at 844-967-2789. My guest is Mr. Matthew Johnson. He is with the Men's MKE 5K Men's Walk and Run. It's Saturday, July 8th. You can join that conversation, 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Farmers Market Series is back with artisanal food, craft cocktails, craft beer, and a curated playlist featuring touring bands complimentary of Nicolet Bank. Every Wednesday this summer until September 24th, our doors will be opening at 4 p.m. with concerts starting on June 14th and running through August 16th. This year, we're also excited to feature some exclusive Hinterland brews along with our ever-expanding list of signature Gather cocktails. Grab a drink, find a spot, and enjoy Gather's Farmers Market Series every Wednesday through September 2nd. Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly sunny skies and calm this afternoon with highs around 83. Southeast winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows level off around 60 tonight, mainly clear skies and quiet. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 86. Low 80s Friday, turning warmer on Saturday with highs in the mid-80s. Once again, high of 83 this afternoon. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 78.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
Understanding has brought us through stormy weather. I must admit, girl, I haven't always been good. But you stuck by me just like you said you would. Hey, I know that enough is enough. But you shouldn't be talking about giving it up. Turning loose might be right, it seems. The wrong decision will spoil all our dreams. If you don't want to spoil our secret dreams, don't change horses in the middle of a stream. Giddy up, giddy up.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us that same number. My guest is Mr. Matthew Johnson. He's here to talk about the Milwaukee County Office of Equity presenting MKE 5K Men's Walk and Run. Let's go to the phone lines. And Tom from L.A., good morning to you, Tom. Thank you for waiting. You say what, sir?
Hey, good morning, Earl, and happy birthday, buddy.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely. First, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. I'm actually in the hospital right now. I've been here since Monday.
Man, are you all right?
With my L3, L4 disc basically exploded. So.
Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that.
I don't think, but. But anyway, I just wanted to say, because CJ was calling before, earlier, and, you know, we spend $63,000 a year on prisons for each person, but we spend $9,000 a year on education for kids. So, CJ, in your little, message about, you know, what is wrong and all this kind of stuff, I also want to ask, has CJ ever smoked a joint? Because if he's ever smoked a joint... And if he were a person of color, he'd probably be in jail right now, would not be with the family right now, and actually would not be able to be there to support his family right now because of disparity. As one of the old radio show hosts used to have the show in the afternoon and showed the disparity every day, the difference between brown and black people in jail versus white people. And last, I would just really recommend to every listener out there, if you have not checked out Jane Elliott, she was the school teacher, did the brown-eyed experiment back in the 60s. But if you haven't or listened to her and seen what she's talked about, how some people start 10 steps back in front of a of a white person, then you know what? You need to go check her out. She's a white school teacher, if that helps any of you people out there with white privilege. But she says it perfectly. And I am all for this walk. I'm all for this walk, actually, for everybody, because if we don't have like universal things like universal voting, universal health care, you know, that's why we don't have people getting checked out at the doctor. That's why we don't have people voting, because it's just something that, you know, in other countries, they get a little bit of a like parking ticket if they don't vote. So voting is very encouraged. In other countries, health is
health care is free.
In this country, all that's encouraged is the corporate democracy of America and making more money, you know, for the billionaire.
Hey, John, man, get better. Thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. Get better. You know, Matthew, so what is the process if somebody wanted to sign up?
Oh, yeah, you can go right online. You can go to Facebook, because we really put everything at that demographic. I mean, it's one thing to put it on TikTok and all that, but we know our audience, our target audience, so they're mainly on Facebook, Instagram type of thing. So you can go to Race Roster, raceroster.com, and type in MKE5K23, and it pops up, register, and you come in. It's $25. It's really reasonable when it comes to other walks compared to other walks. However, the dollars that are being generated are actually going to be formulated into an organization, channeled to an organization that targets men. And so this is our first year that we're doing it this way. And so we're going to really save up enough money so we can continue to do the walk every year and not depend on government agencies and funding, that kind of thing. We want to generate our own monies. And the way it's going to be is that we're going to then start channeling that money to men issues.
So what's the largest outcome of registers that you've had?
I've had up to 625. Now we're hitting the we're at that point right now, and we're about two and a half weeks out. And mainly, it's always a rush in the last week,
right?
You know, so we jump from 50 to 100 a week. So our goal is to be at 1,000. But you know, at this point, it's a matter of I would love to see 1,000 people walking, but we'll be at least 750, 800 on the low end, and which is great when it comes to a men's walk.
Well, I will say this, man. I'm kind of biased, but I kind of like it going through Bronzeville and that kind of activity, positive activity. Moving through a community that doesn't get to see that, right?
Right.
And I think that's really a good touch. Kind of Executive Crowley, a good friend, but he was right, man. It's a good idea.
Right. He was there at the first one, 2014. Right.
And right.
One of the reasons why I wanted to change it was because in the Riverwalk, once you leave and you get started on the Riverwalk, you never see those people again unless you're walking with a group, right?
Right.
So, because half the people are somewhere else on the river, but to walk up King Drive, we have 12 city blocks blocked off from Deer District, which is Juneau, all the way to North Avenue. That's all going to be blocked off, but one side going and one side coming.
So we got to go to the break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dabusky. A Canadian aircraft detecting underwater noises in the search for the Titan submersible missing since Sunday. ABC's Gio Benitez.
It was last heard from an hour and 45 minutes into its dive, but OceanGate not sounding the alarm for another several hours. All five people inside the sub now identified. British explorer and billionaire Hamish Harding, businessman Shahzada Dawood, and his 19-year-old son Suleiman. World-renowned Titanic researcher and diver PH Narjoulet, and the CEO of OceanGate, Stockton Rush.
Continued criticism from Republicans over the plea deal worked out for Hunter Biden, son of President Joe Biden. Under the agreement, he's admitting to failing to pay taxes, prosecutors recommending probation. The operators of the Texas power grid are pleading with home and business owners to curtail their use of electricity to prevent a massive meltdown. This is ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin.
Federal investigators ruled that JBS Foods is not doing enough to protect its workers. According to the Department of Labor's Occupational Safety and Health Administration, the company failed to protect a Green Bay plant employee whose fingers were crushed while removing a shackle from a cow on a trolley line last December. The incident led to the man having two of his fingers amputated. OSHA also cited JBS for other serious safety violations. The agency reportedly has proposed $227,000 in penalties.
Door County History Days are in full swing. The celebration of heritage and history started Monday and continues through the 25th of June. 15 cultural institutions will host more than 30 programs. More information is available at the Heritage Alliance of Door County Facebook page. History was made in the Fond du Lac Police Department. According to WFRB-TV, Monday night was the first time an overnight patrol shift was made up entirely by female officers. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Walks, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks today, 855-954-1186.
All in two ways, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
Sign up for Bucktussle Internet in June and get 3 months free. You heard that right. 3 months of free internet service. For Shawano and Oconto counties, call Amanda at 920-600-4760. That's 920-600-4760. And for Brown, Manitowoc, and Kewaunee counties, call Scott at 920-530-1311. 920-530-1311.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, FOGO.
That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour.
This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now. 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's FOGO. 608-949-8989.
It's go time at Chula Vista. Time for you to discover Wisconsin's most complete resort experience. 200,000 square feet of water park fun. New thrills like zip line racing. 18 holes of classic golf. Wisconsin's number one steakhouse. Hundreds of newly renovated rooms. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the nation's top 10 indoor water parks per USA Today's 2023 Reader's Choice Awards. Find out.
That's right, baby. All y'all to walk on over to the bridge with me. Cause I'm gonna take you to the water and make you drink.
Honey, baby.
Cause a funk show will make you stay.
Say what?
Yeah. If you let the funk hit your eye.
Nasty.
We're gonna turn you to a
That's what I used to say, man. That's what I was
saying. The funk in your heart, baby.
That bass is a little nasty, right?
Funk not only kills, it damn kills.
Bye-bye. Just hit
no, no. Before we do that,
hey, James Brown,
take you to the bridge and drop you off and do some funk.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Matthew Johnson. He's with MKE 5K Walk Run that's going to be taking place next month on July 8th. You know, Matthew, it's good to see that you're still around. As I said, when we got to talk a little bit earlier last week, because so many of us of your and my generation have left the city, have left the planet, and it's always good to see faces from yesteryear because we remember the city at a different time, right?
Different time, yeah, definitely. We see the difference, and that's one of the things our young people don't see is the difference. I have young people who, my youngest, who grew up on cell phones. And at that time, when the fax machine came out, it was a phenomenon. We had the fax machine and the brick phones, right?
Yeah.
The car bag phones. But anyway, that's dating me. But the whole idea is that this whole idea of health and wellness is more than just economic, too. It's really it's a spiritual health that we're lacking. We're lacking a major spiritual health piece. And that spiritual health piece is to love one another and be able to have humanity. And that's one of the things that George mentioned earlier, is how do we fix this thing? And we fix it by caring for our fellow brother and sister in regards to neighbor, not just your biological brother, sister, but your neighbor.
Did you get a chance to go down to Juneteenth Day?
Yes, I did. I walked right by, I was 20 minutes off of
the shooting.
The shooting, yeah.
So I have to say this to the community, I mean, to the listeners. I was there, and I think I got there about 1 o'clock. There's probably 30,000.
Oh yeah, definitely.
People.
Yeah.
30,000 people inside of a mile radius.
Yes.
From center. I mean, from Burleigh.
No, from Center Street to Ring.
Oh, it went to Ring.
Yeah, it went all the way to Ring.
For those of us who know.
Yeah.
And man, yeah. And as far as you can see, just all of these people.
Yes, yes.
Peaceful.
Yes, very peaceful.
All during the entire period of time.
Right.
Peaceful.
Right.
And then during the last stage of it, one knucklehead, one person, could somehow, and in my estimation, they could never ruin what showed the impact of what our community really is and can be.
Well, someone said this morning on the news that they're hoping that it's going to come back next year. And I'm like, really? You got to the point where you're thinking it's not going to come back next year? What? They were actually, when I was there, they were actually packing up. People were leaving. And vendors were leaving, so it was over.
Right.
And so normally our young people who are very, we got a lot of knuckleheads, of course, but we have a lot of bright young people. And it all started with two girls fighting.
Yeah.
The two girls started fighting, and then it just went into something else. However, one of the reasons why I do what I do, about 20 years ago when I ran a youth organization, and I told the powers to be then, in the next 15 years, you're going to see our kids off the chain if you do not fund them. At that time, it was only $45,000 to incarcerate a kid only, right? At the time of MPS, it was $6,200 that they were paying out to these schools. So now I said, if you don't do something now, you're going to pay three times as much. And guess what? We're right into the midst of that. And I made that prediction to a number of people who were in high places 20 years ago.
So anybody who had their ear to the ground knew that was going to happen.
You can see it. Yeah.
And even now, we have people who don't understand it is better to do something with young people young.
Right.
Than it is to try to turn them around. But we've got a system that says, and people who says, hey, I can turn Matthew around at 16 or 17. I'm not saying it can't happen.
It's a little bit more difficult.
It's a little bit more difficult yeah. than it is to help Matthew at 8, 10 years old.
Right.
Go down the right path. Then you got your son here, man. Let's talk a little bit about your son and talk about young people going in the right direction.
Well, you know, it's ironic that, yeah, we're here to talk about the walk, but look how important it is of what our community is going through. And that's the significance of the walk. I wouldn't have had it any other way to talk about the walk this kind of way, because the walk is going to allow other men to see other men and young men see other men doing positive things. And be able to share the problems that they're going through. And that's one of the things that that I try to teach. And my son, being here, who's now his own entrepreneur, he has a whole different other perspective when it comes to, you know, my time. And I've actually learned from him. And you keep young people around you, you never get old.
So, man, let me you just took my famous saying. If you want to stay young, stay around young, hang around young people.
That's right.
You want to be old, hang around old people, because right. old people going to always ask you about the obituary.
Right.
I don't know. I haven't seen it. Hey, Earl, did you see the obituary? Man, no, I have not seen it.
Exactly.
Is my name in it?
Exactly.
Okay, right. Well, I'm sorry. You know, somebody got to tell me, because I'm trying to hang out with the living, right?
Yes.
But anyway, how you doing, young man? Pull the microphone up to you. It can move.
Of course, of course.
All right, okay. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Hi. Happy birthday, by the way.
Oh, thank you. And what's your name?
My name is Xavier Johnson, yes.
Xavier Johnson. Man, listen, with a voice like that, I'm glad you're not looking to get in radio.
I've had a lot of different people actually try to get me into radio because of it. You know, it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, well, it's a gift, man. It's a gift.
Thank you much.
Yeah, take advantage of it. So tell me a little bit about you.
So, Xavier Johnson, what can I say? Born and raised, of course, in Milwaukee. Spent a lot of different time just working on a few different qualities. I had the great opportunity of being a part of my father's program and just being around the environment of individuals who wanted to go into mass communications. Being able to see the impact that the program had on the students, allowing them to travel across the country, garner skills in different environments, and being able to expose them to the different things that they were interested in at the very onset of their early period of life. And just being in that environment gave an interest to what's possible, of course. And so taking the time moving out of high school and coming back after allowed me to make a decision on what I actually wanted to do. So I went back into the media and communications world. And so now, within a very short time period, I spent some time doing sports content, trying to expose the younger students here in the city to other greater opportunities collegiately and try to get them some additional exposure. And then that transitioned into working with my dad as well as my sister and really growing a video production agency to really allow companies to be able to tell better stories to the people that they truly serve. And so that's our specialty now between me and my sister, taking over the business of Johnson Media Consulting to tell better multicultural stories from the perspective of different corporations as well as different organizations to allow them to connect with their audiences more efficiently.
You know, clearly from your dad's time and my time in our involvement in media was minuscule. You didn't see us. We were there, and we were involved in a multitude of things. Things have changed now as you watch the news, the local news. You know, there black women permeate the television news. They're the main, you know, people who. Before the people, black women, a lack of black men. We don't see black men in those areas. You got any any idea why that phenomenon exists, man?
Well, you know, I started out in 1990, and I started working with the Black Entertainment Television out of D.C., and then I went immediately in 1992, I went and joined WISN. I had a show over there called Teen Forum, and I stayed with them for 10 years. And what happens is that during that time, they're not paying that much. So for a for a man to go into those positions, there's no way he could really support a family. And for women, it was just ideal for them. And then the whole bottom fell out when it came to each company being sold and bought by each company. Disney.
Cannibalization
and
of those things.
And so then it sort of eliminated a lot of newsroom people. And then newsroom was really where some of the money was being made. So now the lack thereof, therefore those men had to go somewhere else. And so the women stayed. And then they were eye candy and they did everything that they need to do. And so, and they were smart and no disrespect to them. They did their job. It's just that the industry and culture has changed. So now you see a lot of men on their own podcast, though. There's a lot of men doing podcasts, so they're there. It's just that, you know, they try to make a living.
You know, man, I am one of those people who came to technology kicking and screaming, and even though there's all sorts of technology associated with this show and I'm not engaged in any of it. People around me are, but I just, some of us are just slow to it, but the reality of it is it's not going to wait on us to catch up.
No, you have to be in it. You have to, if you're going to learn it, you got to get in it. I have just been fortunate to have my son, my daughter, all my kids are in communications now, you know, so
it's like, the future?
It's like if you're having problems with your phone, who are you going to have fix it? Give it to your son or your grandchild, right? So yeah, technology is not going to wait, and it's actually going at an exponentially crazy rate from how things are changing.
I'm trying, right? Because I realize it's not going to wait for me. And if you want to connect with your grandchildren and great-grandchildren, if you get to that point, it's technology's only going to be moving even faster.
Yes, faster.
So it is what maybe many look at as a necessary evil, but it's the way of the world today. Got to go to a break. I am joined by my guest, Mr. Matthew Johnson, and your son?
Xavier. Yes, sir.
Xavier. And we're here talking about a multitude of things. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Motion hits the notion, and you stop that roll of motion. It'll make you slip, it'll make you dip, and cause a tingling in your hip bone, won't you? Sing it, baby. Play on, baby.
Law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo! Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly sunny skies and calm this afternoon with highs around 83. Southeast winds, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Lows level off around 60 tonight, mainly clear skies and quiet. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 86. Low 80s Friday, turning warmer on Saturday with highs in the mid 80s. Once again, high of 83 this afternoon. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 78.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
Walking down the street, watching ladies go by, watching you.
Us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You text us at that same number. My guest, Xavier?
Yes, sir.
All right. And his dad. Who is you?
I'm Matthew.
Oh,
today.
Matthew. and man, let's get back to the walk because we only got a few minutes left, man.
Okay.
So how can people register?
Well, you can go to Race Roster, which is the organization that is managing it. I want to make sure that everybody, you can come on as a team. You have a company. You can come on and name your team, and people can register and join your team. Technology, again, it allows you to go out and you can invite others to be on your team. But the registration is $25. It provides, you know, you get a T-shirt and you get all the trappings with being a part of the walk. We're going to have, once everyone returns from the walk, there's going to be, what I'm really excited about is Frater and the Medical College have created the hospitality area where you can meet doctors and talk to them. Not get advice, but just talk to them about
your issues,
what they're doing and what's right. going on in your life. That was very successful in the past, the last 3 years, very, very much. All the doctors will have green hats on, the 5K hats where when they're walking the routes, you'll see all these little green hats pop up. They're all doctors, which is exciting. Then we have SDC is one of our partners. George has come in to sponsor and introduce Spin MKE, which is another African-American woman business in Bronzeville. And so she's going to introduce soul cycling, where you get on those bikes and you get 10, 15 minutes on those bikes and you can't barely get off the bike once you're done. So we're going to introduce a whole nother way of exercise.
You know, man, I ride a bicycle and I can ride a bicycle, but I can't get on those cycles, man.
The element is with the music.
Yeah.
Like when you was bouncing to this music,
yeah.
The music gets you going, and be like, okay, so now you're exercising to the music. You can do it,
man. You know, I used to foolhardily think that because men had, as Popeye used to say, muscles, that that somehow, you know, you could outdo women in physicality.
Yeah, but age changes that.
I know, but even not with the age part of it. But you see women on cycles.
Yeah.
And they really.
Oh, they do it.
Yeah, man.
They do it.
I mean, they can do it. Yeah, man. They really. There's something about them that as competitive as any man could ever be.
Well, keep in mind that this whole walk is not just for older folks. So we're trying to, from a marketing standpoint, our strategic marketing is to reach out to women as well as men. And we're going to have a basketball piece that's being sponsored by way of Versity, the Blood Center of Wisconsin. And that also is, we encourage men and women and children or any kids who come to play in that. So we want a family type of atmosphere. We want men focused. We want women supporting. And we want doctors there for the information. And it's really a great combination that's all coming together at Pfizer Forum, which is a neutral spot in the city. Everybody knows where it is. We have a number of partners who we're right after this, we're going to go right into planning for next year and make it more of a tourism kind of thing where we can attract people from different cities around the state as well as outlying areas in Illinois, Minnesota, that kind of thing. So we're going to really make this thing a big, big to-do.
You know, man, 2024, the Republican National Convention being here.
That's right. We'll be,
And so, I don't know. That's going to be pretty close to.
It will be. It's going to be interesting. And it's an election year, too. So it's all the way around in November. You know, you're electing a number of other key positions. And so people are going to be out there. And I got to emphasize, being my son being here, the idea is that I take on his concepts and ideas so I don't miss the boat on some of the things, little things that if you don't do it, you miss a whole generation, and I don't want to do that. I want that younger generation to catch on to what needs to be done, and that's
so,
education.
So, Xavier, what do you want to say in closing, quickly?
Well, basically, if people do want to go out into the walk, I think it's very important that they do so, not only for their health, but just the opportunity to be able to connect with other men that's within the community, and just be able to get outside, enjoy the weather, enjoy the time, you know, really be a part of something special for the city. And just continue to enjoy themselves and really connect with each other.
It's great to meet you, young man, and we'll reconnect. I'm sure there'll be a time I have you in here.
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you, Matt. We got to go. Thank everybody who made the show go. And tomorrow, what's tomorrow? Thursday? Tomorrow we'll be joined by Hall of Fame defensive back Leroy Butler. In studio. I'm really excited about having Leroy come. Excuse me, Hall of Fame, Leroy Butler. See you guys on tomorrow.
What you do? The girl looks just right to me. Ha! Combination smile, body physique. Whoa. All the ladies I've seen are really fun.
Right to the TV, baby.
Walking down the street.
Gathered's Farmers Market Series is back with artisanal food, craft cocktails, craft beer, and a curated playlist featuring touring bands complimentary of Nicolet Bank. Every Wednesday this summer until September 24th, our doors will be opening at 4 p.m. with concerts starting on June 14th and running through August 16th. This year, we're also excited to feature some exclusive Hinterland brews along with our ever-expanding list of signature Gathered cocktails. Grab a drink, find a spot, and enjoy Gathered's Farmers Market Series every Wednesday through September 2nd.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CD Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Jim Ryan.